Yesterday marked the 7th anniversary of the enactment of the Affordable Care Act. In the context of efforts to repeal and replace Obamacare, let's take the public pulse on health care with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, it's very much in the news. Is it also top of mind for the public?
Indeed it is. We gave Americans just a couple of weeks ago a long list of issues, and the availability and affordability of health care was at the top of the list. Americans are more worried about that than they are any other problem, and that includes unemployment and the economy, which used to be high. They're down now, but health care is very high.
What's the nature of the worry?
Well, it is confusing because Americans, for the most part, have health care, and they are satisfied with their health care. It's more a generalized concern that this, based on our data, is something that's extremely important to all of us in our day-in, day-out life.
Well, given that so many Americans now have health care, is the concern that that existing care would be compromised or eliminated?
Yes, I think that's right. Again, this had in the wording of the question affordability, so it may not just be that Americans are worried about no longer having health care at all, although that's a concern at the back of a lot of our minds. It is that it's not going to be affordable anymore. Is all this extraordinarily complex apparatus that we put together to manage our health care in this country changes once more?
Frank, let's turn next to Gallup's World Happiness Report. And I'm wondering in a preliminary sense if many of the countries where self-reporting of happiness correlates with those citizens having health care.
I think it does, and this is a fascinating report. This is based on a question that Gallup asked in over 150 countries worldwide and has just been reported as the World Happiness Report. The question is, on a 0 to 10 scale, is this the best possible world you can imagine for yourself or the worst possible world you can imagine for yourself? And the countries that are at the top do tend to be in Scandinavia and be other countries, which I think investigation would show have some kind of more government-run healthcare system than we do in this country. To get to the top of the list, it is Norway. It's a 7.5 on that 0 to 10 scale. And the other countries that come right behind Norway are Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, Finland, the Netherlands. There's a theme there, Scandinavia. Then Canada, which, as we all know, has a government-run healthcare system. Then New Zealand, Australia, and Sweden. That makes the top 10.
United States?
14th. So we're certainly not in the top 10. On that scale that I mentioned a moment ago, it is 6.9.
Is there much volatility in that scale over time?
Not a lot. Countries will move up and down a little, but these Scandinavian countries, one or the other, have typically been at the top of the list each year that we've measured this this indicator of how well off you are in terms of life evaluation.
Is there similar predictability at the bottom of the list?
African countries tend to constitute the majority of those at the bottom. The absolute bottom is the Central African Republic with a score of 2.7. So it's a huge difference in the people in the Central African Republic and the people in Norway, which constitute the extremes of every question of every country where we ask the question.
Frank, what do you say we come back home and take up President Donald Trump's approval rating this week?
This week, it's hovered around 39%. So he's up a couple of points, but clearly below that 40% mark. And that 39% is unprecedented for a president who has been in office only 2 months. We look back all the way to Dwight Eisenhower, and all presidents had above 50% at this point, some much higher than that. So there's no question that in a context of history, Donald Trump's ratings now slightly below the 40% approval rating are unprecedented 60 days into one's administration.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on NewsWorks Tonight.